I want to specially welcome you, dear listener, to this show talking about Wisdom Doses with Simon Matthew on this channel of choice, Limitless Radio. I'm really excited to be coming your way at this time, and I'm really excited because today happens to be a very special day. I'm talking about the day when the world have set aside to celebrate women all over the world, which is the International Women's Day. And if you're a woman, you're listening to this, I want to specially say to you, Happy International Women's Day. Personally, I am pro-women, all right? And that is the reason why I even went to the extent. Was it 2 years or 3 years ago? I think it was 2 years ago. I wrote a book, Cracking the Special Woman's Code. I had to write that book to be able to celebrate women because of their amazingness. Because to me, women are amazing. And anybody who wants to achieve anything meaningful must pay attention to taking care of the women in their lives. And so I welcome you especially to this special episode. I call it special episode because it is dedicated to celebrating women. It's dedicated to inspiring, to motivating, and to encouraging women all over the world. And if you're listening to this, I encourage you to please share this with as many women as possible, because there are certain messages in this episode that would be of value to them. Interestingly, as I was looking up the theme for this year, I found the theme for this year very interesting, even though it's still in line with the issue of inclusion. And sometimes it makes me wonder, why will the world want to battle or want to struggle about the issue of in the women's inclusion? Because the truth of the matter is that you cannot make any meaningful progress as a society if you don't invest in your women. And that's why I love the theme for this year, which is invest in women, accelerate progress. And I found this to be true. If any society, any nation wants to grow, they must pay attention to the investments they are making in women. I'm talking about real investments, investment that will empower them, investment that will help them become better at what they do in order for them to be able to become more productive. And when they when women become more productive, they become assets to the nations. They become assets to our society. And before you, when they become assets to our society, they apparently would become drivers of progress because of the enormous potentials that the Creator, in his wisdom, have embedded into a woman. So within the few minutes that I have to share with you, permit me to share using the title, Dear Woman, You Are Good Enough. Now, without fear of being contradicted, one of the greatest investments anyone can make, one of the greatest investments any nation can make, is investing in women. Investing in women, one of the greatest investments anyone can make. I know that some of you would have almost concluded that it's investing in oneself. Yes, investing in oneself is very, very important. I'm talking that is at the personal level. I'm talking about at the collective level. one of the greatest investments any family can make, one of the greatest investments any society can make, one of the greatest investments any nation can make, one of the greatest investments any region can make. At the global level, one of the greatest investments that can be made is investing in women. It's investing in women. While I was taking a course in developmental economics, I found out that if any nation wants to experience accelerated progress, want to experience growth, they need to ensure that they invest or they set resources aside to invest in women, because women are drivers of economy. They are drivers of economy. They have the potentials to drive an economy to a progressive end. And the reason is very simple. Because they have a lot of duties that they deal with. Women are the ones who take care of the children for those who are married or those who have wards or children that they take care of. You understand? They are closer to those children. And so when you invest in a woman, that investment does not just end there. They have a way of channeling or funneling those investments into the lives of those that are put under their care or those that are under their care. And so by extension, if you invest in a woman, you are sure that you are investing in maybe the minimum of two persons, she and a child, or she and two other children, and as the case may be. And so without mincing words, one of the greatest investments that can be made is that of investing in women. Now, I made that assertion on the premise, on the basics that women have this natural ability to multiply. They have natural ability to multiply. You understand? And so it is very, very important. But on the flip side, the biggest challenges that I have seen that is faced by most women is that of ignorance. That of ignorance. And guess what? Ignorance of who they are and ignorance of the potentials that they carry. You understand? While I was writing the book, I decided to do a bit of research. And permit me to say this, that I like to base my research from where it all started from. I decided to consult the Bible, I decided to consult the creation story, and I decided to study it and not just read it. And I found some interesting things. Even the whole process of trying to make a woman or create a woman is such an interesting and it's a thought through process. It wasn't just a process that was just glanced through, it was a thought through process. Even the materials that were used and all of those things. That's to tell you how special they are. And because of the office or because of the mandate that they were given, they were endowed with enormous potentials. But one of the greatest challenges that I have seen women go through or women face is that of not knowing who they are, and also that of not knowing the potentials that they carry. And as a result of that, they are not able to do beyond what they are doing. Rather, they've decided to fit into the stereotype mode that has been created for them by society, which is that women are better relegated to the background. In some society or in some climes, they will tell you that women's place are rather in the kitchen and not in the boardroom. You understand? Now imagine you putting someone with enormous potentials in the kitchen. Not in the kitchen by virtue of the fact that that is her business, but by virtue of the fact that she's only fit for just cooking for the family. And I found this very, 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 very saddening. Very, very saddening. Very, very saddening. I'm able to also say that one of the biggest gifts that God has given to man is the gift of a woman. One of the biggest gifts that God has given to man, because it's that of a woman, because a woman is wired with so much to be an asset and not a liability. To be an asset and not a liability. To be an asset and not a liability. A woman is wired to be a global citizen, like every other citizen, like the male counterpart, and not a second class citizen of the global village. So I want you to know, dear woman, that you are good enough. You are good enough to desire to be whatever it is that you want to be. Because God has deposited in you a lot of potentials. So personally, I find it very awkward. I find it very awkward, this unhealthy rivalry between men and women. You understand, the marketplace and the office and the family. I find this unhealthy rivalry, or as to who is in charge and all of those things. To me, it's a misplacement of priority. It's ignorance at play. Because as a woman, if you understand your place in the world, if you understand why God created you and put you on the surface of this earth, you will not have any business trying to compete with anybody. Rather, you would want to fulfill the reason why you're put on earth. And therefore, it will make you to discontinue whatever rivalry it is that you are actually doing. So I want you to understand that God, in his infinite wisdom, in his amazing wisdom, created both men and women, and he clearly stated the rules that they were meant to play. And these rules are not meant to conflict with one another, because our God is not the author of confusion. You understand? When he created the man, he gave him his designation. When he created the woman, he also did the same. And so, in my view, these roles are meant to be complementary and not contradictory. I'll say that again. These roles are meant to be complementary and not contradictory. And until you come to terms with this truth, you may continue to live in confusion. You may continue to want to compete, live in confusion, live in competition, instead of complementing one another to make the world a better place. So if you ask me, I would say that for you as a woman to make progress, there's need for you to find out who you are. There's need for you to try to understand why God would spend resources to create you and put you on the surface of this earth. I want you to know that you're not here as a minus. Neither are you here as a decoration, but you are here to fulfill purpose. And so you need to find out what that purpose is. So my charge to you is for you to strive to be among the statistics of those women that are adding value to the world today. So like your male counterpart, your life does matter in the schemes of things. So you need to rise up and begin to live and not just exist. It's very, very important. I wish that a woman that's listening to me right now, women that are listening to me right now, would see this as a challenge and begin to work on themselves so that they can become assets that they were meant to be and not just a liability. I want you to understand that you're good enough. You're good enough than what the world has described you to be. And you have all it takes. You're good enough. And I want you to understand that as a woman, especially those who have been battered, who have been shattered by virtue of domestic violence, domestic abuse, or toxic relationship, or growing up in some environment that have little or no respect for women. As a result of that, your esteem has been battered and has been shattered, and you now begin to feel as if you don't matter in the scheme of things, or as if, as far as the world is concerned, you don't have anything to offer to the world. I want you to know that all of those things are not true. That you're going through those things is not the truth about you. The truth about you is that you've got potentials. The truth about you is that you're special. You understand? Sometimes you're going through all of those things. It could be as a result of maybe mistakes made or ignorance that exists in such environment and all of those things. But I want you to know that you're special. So I would encourage you to please pick up your pieces. Pick up your pieces because you're worth more. I wish you could say with me, say this after me: I am worth more. You may not look like it right now, which is okay. But when you start working on yourself, you know, this time, you begin to look like someone who has potentials for greatness. You begin to look like what your maker has designed you to be, which is to be more and not to be less, which is to add value to the world and not just to act as a nobody in society. You understand? So for the men listening to me right now, I want you to understand that you've also been given responsibilities and given abilities and resources to make the women that God has created and put in your lives, to make them what they should be. The resources and the abilities that God has given to you as a man is not meant for you to subject or relegate the women in your life, beginning from your wife, your girlfriend, all right, your fiance, and the rest of that. Rather, those resources are given to you for you to be able to make the women in your lives better. So instead of using those as an advantage against them, use it as an advantage for them. Let it be that on your account, a woman is set free, a woman is released from that bondage to be able to fulfill her full potential. Let it be that on your account, a woman is able to go to school. Let it be that on your account, a woman is able to get a job without necessarily you trying to take advantage of her. Let it be that on your account, a woman's promotion that is being delayed is given. Let it be that on your account, a woman can say that my life turned a better leaf on the account of this man's contribution to my life. That is what your resources, that is what your abilities that God has given to you was meant to be. So I want you to know that he wasn't given to you as an enemy, to become your enemy. So let all this unhealthy rivalry stop. She was rather given to you so that you can be able to fulfill your assignment with ease, because her duty to you is complementary and not competitive. It's very, very important. So I make bold to say that if you want to ensure your success, invest in her. If you want to accelerate your progress, invest in her. If you want to sustain the momentum of your progress, invest in making her leave. If a woman leaves, she will make your living easy. If a woman leaves, if she is living out her dreams, you'll be able to find the resources easily that you need to be able to live your dreams. So if you want to see her make progress, if you want to see the best in her and also benefit from her, invest in helping her actualize her dreams. An empowered woman is an asset to not just her immediate family, but her community and the world at large. An empowered woman, a woman that is invested in, is not just an asset to her family members. It's not just an asset to her community. is an asset to her nation, is also an asset to the world at large. And I have examples of women like that to give. People like the current World Trade, World Trade Organization president talking about, as the president or chairman talking about Professor Dr. Okonjo Iweala. You understand? So amazing, amazing women doing incredible things around the world. So dear woman, as I begin to conclude, I want you to know that instead of spending all of your resources on just your outlook, just to be able to please one man somewhere, why not invest more in building up your capacity so you can be an asset and not a liability? What working so hard to just good look good does is it makes you a liability. But when you invest in building your capacity, in building yourself, what I will do for you is that it will make you become an asset and not a liability. And by the time you begin to prove yourself as an asset and not just a liability to the society will begin to think differently. And before you know it, they will shatter the mold that they have created for you, which is to relegate you to the kitchen or to relegate you to the background or to relegate you to just the bedroom. But they will rather begin to give you opportunities to be able to fly. They'll begin to give you opportunities in the boardroom and not just in the bedroom or in the kitchen. You understand? So it's very, very important. I want you to know that instead of wasting time on things that have little or no value, invest your time in pursuing your dreams. And in all this time, you will be in the statistics of women doing amazing things in the world. Just to let you know, if no one else believes in you, just know that I believe in you. I, Simon Matthew, I believe in you. And I'm not just only believing in you, I'm rooting for you, because I know without any shadow of doubt that you are enough. And that's the reason why I've done this as an investment into you, to inspire you, to let you know that you're special. So as I close, I want you to know that you are an amazing person. So stop looking down on yourself. Whatever lies that they've told you, that you're not good enough, that you're not good enough, that you cannot amount to anything, all of those are lies. The truth is that you are more than enough. So happy International Women's Day from yours truly, Simon Matthew, host of the show Wisdom Doses. I trust that this has blessed you. So once again, please feel free to share this. And if you have need to reach out to me, you can do that via the email kingofbranding1@gmail.com. kingofbranding1@gmail.com. And I'll be more than glad to hear from you. Until I come your way again, keep living the limitless life and keep living the life that you were meant to actually live. God bless you, and I love you.